With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. The province's top doctor says staff and students are welcome to share their COVID status, but schools won't aid in getting the word out. Dr. Robert Strang says the Omicron variant is so widespread that there's little value in providing contact tracing.
The risks of relying on being notified and then the false assumption that if you're not notified, you're somehow not at risk, just don't work anymore with the widespread of Omicron.
Strang says while he recognizes the change is a significant psychological shift that will cause anxiety for some staff and parents, previous attempts at contact tracing have shown they may cause more harm than good.
Well, what we've learned in when we were doing this contact tracing in November and December, particularly, was that doing that close contact tracing and then the subsequent isolation of people who were identified as classroom contacts was incredibly disruptive to our school system and to families. So we're not going to be isolating people anymore.
During Wednesday's COVID briefing, Strang was asked why school officials have been told they're not permitted to share COVID cases. Strang says it's up to individual parents and teachers if they want to share their own personal information, and schools would not distribute that information to protect the privacy of the people involved. But he insisted reports of school officials being told not to share information is untrue.
In fact, that is misinformation that's been put out there by various groups that there's somehow a ban or a gag order. That's not true. However, the school system and individual teachers need to be aware that there's legislation that governs how somebody else's personal health information is actually disclosed.
Strang was provided with a copy of a letter issued to parents by a principal in which the principal says they have been specifically told they are not permitted to share COVID information with the school community. Strang responded that is not the message that has come out of discussions he's had with education officials over the past few days.
That has been clarified, and that is not actually the appropriate phrasing and language that has been shared with, most recently shared with school administration.
How the message has been clarified was not identified, as the update was cut off abruptly following Dr. Strang's response. A series of follow-up correspondence with the South Shore Regional Center for Education, the Department of Education and Early Childhood Development, and the Department of Health and Wellness all confirmed the information provided by the principal was accurate. The official policy from the Education Department echoes earlier comments from Dr. Strang that teachers and parents are free to share their own personal COVID information if they choose, but school administration will not make that information public. The latest COVID numbers from public health show 3 more Nova Scotians have died, 11 people have been admitted to hospital, and 5 have been discharged. Strang says while public health is moving away from rigorous contact tracing, how people prevent the spread of COVID-19 remains the same.
The message for everybody is get vaccinated. Follow all the personal protective measures, especially, and if you're sick with new cold and flu-like symptoms, stay home. That message doesn't change just because somebody has been a close contact.
For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.